This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I should remind you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what time it is.
Every Monday at this exact time, we do Medal of Honor Monday, where we read a Medal of Honor citation. That's it. And sometimes we do a little bit of history around it. Sometimes a lot. I'll actually do a little history around this once I'm done. But remember, the reason we do this, remember the men, remember their deeds, and hold up better things for the next generation to want to be, to want to aspire to. We take email recommendations. If you have some you love or related to somebody, Jay Steele. I watched a documentary recently on the gun trucks in Vietnam and how their ingenuity was used decades later in Iraq and Afghanistan. A brave gun trucker named Larry Gilbert Dahl gave his life in order to save his team in Vietnam and was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Perhaps a shout out to this outstanding American and a history lesson on gun trucks. His name is Rick, and yeah, we're going to read this, and I'll tell you just a little bit about gun trucks and what they were, and, well, anyway, here's Larry Dahl.
Ready, aim,
honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
This was February 23rd, 1971, by the way. SP4C Dahl distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity while serving as a machine gunner on a gun truck near An Khe, Binh Dinh Province. The gun truck in which SP4C Dahl was riding was sent with two other gun trucks to assist in the defense of a convoy that had been ambushed by an enemy force. The gun trucks entered the battle zone and engaged the attacking enemy troops with a heavy volume of machine gun fire, causing a large number of casualties. After a period of intense fighting, the attacks subsided. As the gun trucks were preparing to return to their normal escort duties, an enemy hand grenade was thrown into the truck in which SP4C Dahl was riding. Instantly realizing the great danger, SP4C Dahl called a warning to his companions and threw himself directly on the grenade. Through his indomitable courage, complete disregard for his safety, and profound concern for his fellow soldiers, SP4C Dahl saved the lives of the other members of the truck crew while sacrificing his own. SP4C Dahl's conspicuous gallantry, extraordinary heroism, and intrepidity at the cost of his life above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit on himself, his unit, in the U.S. Army. And I think we could probably say pretty safely that is a man who deserves taps. Now, what were gun trucks? First, understand that they kind of began in World War II, not Vietnam, but it wasn't really that consequential of the World War II stuff, so let's focus on Vietnam. Vietnam, as you know, the North was enemy territory, the South was our territory, kind of. The Viet Cong were in the South bothering us too. We were bringing things in, huge quantities of supply by ship, as we've always done, because you got to get clear across the Pacific Ocean. And understand this, the non-sexy part of combat in war, we talk about it all the time on this show, is logistics. It's really amazing, having seen some of this when I was in, it is amazing how much stuff an army needs to take with it. In the Marines, we learned, because I was in the infantry, we learned that there were, I forget the number, seven or eight, something like that, seven or eight support personnel required for each infantry guy. So I'm out there in the infantry. I need seven or eight people working in various fields behind me to make sure I can still function, to make sure I have bombs and bullets and band-aids and everything else, to make sure I have a uniform, to make sure I have a ride somewhere. It's amazing how much stuff an army uses. For like when we talk about older war, meaning historical, Romans or the Greeks or something like that. What would have amazed you or probably startled you and startled me if you watched one of these armies on the move, because you'll hear about Caesar moving from this place to this place, and you're picturing these Roman troops in full uniform marching. And well, one, they wouldn't have marched with all their armor on. They probably would have carried it with them, but they wouldn't have marched with all their armor on. That's one. Two, it would have been like 90% wagons. The rest of it would have been troops. Because the guys have to eat. They need supplies. You need a lot of stuff. You also have to get your stuff to where you need the stuff. So our ships would bring these things into the coast of Vietnam. And then the bases were on the interior of Vietnam. We had bases all over the place. As you can imagine, we had many bases on the, trying to describe this in a way everyone understands, on the northern part of South Vietnam. So right up there by the North Vietnamese border. Okay, that makes sense? That's because there were all kind of incursions there. And we had stuff, we had bases everywhere, but we had bases on the western part of South Vietnam. Why? Because they were there trying to stop the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Remember, the Ho Chi Minh Trail was not one trail. It was all kinds of trails. It was a path leading from North Vietnam to South Vietnam. It was how they got goods and people from the north down to the south to continue to fight. Okay, so we have bases in north part of South Vietnam, bases in the western part of South Vietnam. All these supplies are sitting on the coast. How do we get there? Well, you got to drive it. Got to load it all on trucks and drive it. The Vietnamese were not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. These convoys were huge. 100 trucks, 200 trucks. That would be miles, right? It's a long convoy. And the Vietnamese understood full well, wow, that truck, those trucks, that's a lot of bullets that's going to shoot me in the face. That's a lot of bullets I'd like. food I'd like, medical supplies I'd like, stuff I want. So like any guerrillas, they decided to start attacking these convoys over and over and over again. They're attacking these convoys. There were all kinds of, if you do any looking into the gun trucks runs, you'll actually find they have really cool nicknames to them. I forget them off the top of my head now, but it was like Death Trap Pass. And they, there were just places where you were going to get ambushed. You were susceptible to an ambush. So they started figuring out, okay, we need security. So here's how that would work. Think about a long truck on a highway. Think about just an American highway. Think about a long stretch of road on an American highway. How would you appropriately secure that? It would be difficult, would it not? Okay, so let's say you're going to get some military police, which is what they did. Okay, you have the military police in the front and one in the middle and one in the back. Well, you still have huge lines where you have no arms whatsoever and you just have a big truck, like a big fat cow lumbering down the road, a sitting duck. They were trying to figure out a way where the gun trucks could provide their own security, some level of their own, or so the truck convoy could provide its own level of security, give the truck convoy some sort of teeth. So they started with what turned out to be a pretty bad idea. The concept was sound. The details were not great. The first gun trucks they used in Vietnam, they put a gun on it. Big old, and in case you're wondering what guns they used, it was totally different all the time. Sometimes they had grenade launchers. Sometimes they had big heavy machine guns like an M60 or something like that. Sometimes they had mini guns on there. But they had different guns on there. The first ones they put on there, it was a truck with a gun in it. And it had sandbags all around it. Sounds smart, right? Sandbags, stop a bullet. Well, I'll tell you what. What do we got? 5-minute break here? I give you 5 minutes without cheating. No cheating. No looking it up. This is a brain exercise for everybody, including you, Chris and Michael. Why would sandbags on a truck to provide armor, why would that be a bad idea? Brew on that for a second. And then we'll discuss it, and then we'll finish this up, and we'll get back to, well, the death of diesel and gun rights and everything else. But before we get to any of that, let's get your cell phone fixed up. You see, when people talk or think about switching to Pure Talk, they think it's going to be a huge pain. Because I don't want to switch cell phone companies, but let me explain the process to you. You have a communist cell phone company, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Pure Talk is a patriotic company. So you want to switch, but it sounds like a big pain in the rear end. You pick up your phone. You dial #250. You say Jesse Kelly. You will find yourself speaking to an American who speaks English, and they're pleasant and helpful. And that phone you hold in your hand, you can keep it. You don't have to go worry about deleting your pictures or anything. Keep your phone. Keep your number. 10 minutes on the phone, they'll mail you something, you're done. Plus your bill gets cut in half. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly today. What, Chris? We can make jokes, it's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to, the blue state hell here in a minute. We'll get to some emails, the car repos, that's not good. IRS whistleblower, Trump taking a town hall with CNN, all that still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's finish this gun truck thing. In case you're just joining us, we're talking about Vietnam gun trucks, so we're definitely on topic today. All right, quit. So, Chris, Michael, why are the sandbags on a gun truck a bad idea?
That's exactly right, Chris. Man, I can't believe you got that. Chris said they get heavy fast. Not initially. Initially, they're heavy too. The problem is in Vietnam, it friggin' rains a lot. And they get waterlogged, and the trucks were getting too heavy. So your truck is getting weighed down to the point it doesn't have any, it can't go anywhere. It's getting about 0.5 mile per gallon. You can't do anything. So they had to figure out something else. The gun trucks eventually turned into real armor on the side of the trucks. And keep in mind, a lot of this stuff they were patching together as they went. They didn't go right from sandbags to real armor. They went from sandbags to slapping some scrap metal on the side of some trucks and praying it's going to stop Vietnamese bullets. Anyway, that was a gun truck in Vietnam. What they do is one every 5, 6, 7 trucks would be a gun truck instead of a cargo truck. And the gun truck's job, tell me how crazy this is. The gun truck's job was simply this. If the unit gets attacked, the trucks that are in it that aren't gun trucks are going to try to back away or try to blast through it. Your job is to drive right into the middle of it and just park it and start killing people. So if there's an ambush, you just drive right in and you just start cooking off. How nuts is that? It's crazy. All right. It was Joe Biden.
We see it here again today in companies like, and I hope I pronounce it right, Ame Power. Is it Ame? I believe that's right, yeah. Ame Power, Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, or Business Week winner. You won.
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing great here. Oh, I forgot. Look, as a journalist, I have certain obligations.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We started honing in on this about an hour ago, but it looks like it's pretty much official now. You know that whole balloon thing? The Chinese spy balloon that we allowed not only to traverse all of America from west to east, we now know that we allowed it to do figure eights over our military installations. So just they got everything they needed, anything they ever wanted. It's all there. Well, we now have one over Hawaii. No big deal. What's the worst that could happen to Hawaii? Nothing to stress about, right? Gosh. Did you hear this guy at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
And also, speaking of drag queens, can we stop with the grooming stuff? Can you stop talking about that? Drag queens are not at a school to groom your kids. Stop it. And even if they were, most of them kids gonna get shot at school. It ain't no problem. Don't groom past legislation.
He seems like a nice guy. It is funny. I looked at this today. You know how I was talking? I've been bringing it up a couple times lately. And it's just something that's been on my heart a lot, and I'm not thrilled about it, but it's true. You know how I've been talking about how we're not a people worthy of freedom anymore? We were talking about this extensively on Friday, that John Adams quote, that this kind of government's only made for a moral people. It won't do any good for anyone else. And I think about that a lot now, and how sad that is, but how true it is, because I saw this. This is in North Carolina. North Carolina's leading hospitals, Duke Health, UNC Health, and ECU Health, they have, I want to make sure I give credit to a Sloan Ratchmuth. She's the one who came up with this. In Duke Health, gender transitioning can start at 2 years old. At UNC Health, 3 years old. And ECU Health, 4 years old. So, boy, they really came in late, 4 years old. And obviously I want that to be banned and I want that to stop just like you do. And I'm cringing and horrified and everything you're thinking right now, I'm thinking too, just disgusted beyond belief. But the truth is that that is going on in our society and that it is so prevalent everywhere. That's not a people who need freedom. That's not a people who deserve freedom. We are no longer now a nation deserving of freedom. We are not. I hope we can get back to that because that's the kind of people I want to be, kind of people you want to be. But when you get to the point, you have to order doctors to stop chopping the penises off of 12-year-old boys, that's even something you have to think about. You even have to come up with a rule for that. We're not talking about some random criminal here. This is on an industrial scale that you have to get to a place in society where that is even something discussed. Then you are simply a society that is not ready for freedom anymore. And we need to get back there. We need to get ready. But the truth is, we are in the era of big government America, and that sucks because big government sucks, but that's the era we're in. Speaking of big government,
Would you like to know the two things that are coming for your blue state? I got a little preview for you, then we'll get to some emails and others. I'll get to that in a moment. Would you also like to know how to defend yourself? You walking around scared?
You feel like sometimes you turn down the wrong street, you just feel like you shouldn't be there. But other areas, I feel fine.
We used to feel comfortable walking around at night, and we feel less comfortable now than we used.
Do you want to feel more comfortable walking around at night? Walking down that street you're not quite sure about? Go get a hero gun. Non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls. They hit, then they explode, and then there's this pepper cloud that is debilitating. Hero arrows, a little smaller, a little more aerodynamic. It shoots pepper gel. But that daughter of yours who's walking down the streets of LA right now, she needs something. That son of yours you sent off, he needs something. Hero is the way to get something in their hands that will stop a bad man from hurting them badly. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just a nice little preview of the future of blue America here. California pushes diesel big rigs to curb the fuel ban by 2036. No more diesel fuel big rigs in California. And that's 13 years away. That's not a lifetime. Shoot, I'll probably still be alive by then. I'll still be alive to watch the fifth largest economy on the planet, that's California, I'll be alive to watch it turn into an absolute wasteland. Oh, and I should mention, this is going to affect all 50 states. So maybe you're sitting there right now in Georgia thinking, ha, screw them, don't care. You'll have any idea how many goods are ported into Los Angeles and various other ports along California? It is Port Central in California. Goods come from overseas. They get dropped there, and they don't get teleported from the ports inland. They get driven on diesel-powered big rigs, meaning California's insanity is about to make life more expensive and more scarce for all of us. That's preview number one. Preview number two, Colorado governor signs four major gun bills
drawing White House applause. Gun confiscation is something that we have so far avoided for the most part in America. And what, don't get me wrong, there have been horrible gun laws passed, but I'm talking about a law passing that says, hey, if you own a semi-automatic weapon, you are officially illegal, and we are going to send officers to your door to take your weapon and arrest you. That's not happened yet in this country. That's coming. In your blue states, it's coming. And I've tried to explain why we're getting here now, but let me explain this. There's nothing stopping them now. There used to be, you see, think about, I want you to think about a tree. Think about a tree. You're looking at a big tree, all right? Think about the roots way down in the ground. Let's think about communism like poison. Initially, the poison started at the end of the roots. That was them getting into the education system very early on. And it took time for that poison to work its way up through the roots. And there was so much that they had to work their way up through. They had to get not just a little bit of the education system. They had to get all the education system. And hey, we have to get the colleges too. Let's get in the colleges. And then we really need to infiltrate and infect the corporate world. We'll do that because our colleges will produce committed communists. And then we really need to get heavy in the entertainment world. And so just think about this whole time. Think about that poison working its way through the roots and into the tree. And now it's moving out. And now it's in the leaves. Now it's all consuming in the tree. That's why now you have pride flags flying from your embassy overseas. Now it's gotten to the point where at no level will you get to somebody who will stop it. Whereas that never used to be the case. There used to be moderate Democrats and blue dog Democrats and things like that. But this is why I've brought up Trump's legal problems in New York and Washington, D.C. People say, Jesse, he's fine. He didn't do anything wrong. And I say, I know he didn't do anything wrong. That doesn't have anything to do with it. If you tell me he's not going to get severely, severely wounded by the legal system, possibly jailed, I will tell you, I'll ask you, who's going to stop it? What can stop it? What's happening in New York City is ridiculous. Yeah, you're right. It is ridiculous. Okay. Who's going to stop it? Eric Adams to stop it? New York State AG, Letitia James, committed communist? She going to step in and save old Trump? Kathy Hochul going to stop it? You see what I mean? When you get to a blue area, when you get to these blue areas that are now full-blown communist, what's happened is they've shattered, as the poison worked its way up through the tree, they shattered every barrier that had previously stopped true insanity. That's why all the social stuff, the culture stuff, that's why the doors really got blown off on that 2010, 2012, and now it's just wildly out of control. Remember, Barack Obama and Joe Biden are both on camera multiple times throughout their career stating their opposition to gay marriage. Opposition to gay marriage. You can't find a Republican politician that'll openly state opposition to gay marriage now. Democrats will have you marrying dogs in 2 years. The barriers just got stormed through. So when you think about that, it's important you go to things like this Colorado bill and think what it means. When I tell you they're going to pass a bill in blue states, multiple bills that will send government agents to your door to arrest you for a gun that was previously legal and they just made it illegal, you might be tempted to say, Jesse, that's crazy. Don't be over the top. That's for radio. I will once again ask you, who's going to stop them? What's going to stop them? And look, previously, we have naively been hopeful that a Republican president with a Republican AG would somehow have the power to step in and clean up some of this corruption. Trump had two AGs, Jeff Sessions, Barr, Bill Barr. Did either of those AGs do anything like this at all? Anything? At one point, we had Trump in the presidency. We had a Republican House. We had a Republican Senate and a Republican SCOTUS. Did we roll back anything? Did we protect anyone? What did we do with it? This is the problem. When the infection gets this deep, it's a problem. Let's get to some emails. World's greatest part-time radio host and pink flower extraordinaire. I love the show, but I have to call you out on something. Earlier this week, you went off about needing to kill the word literally. While this word doesn't irritate me, I understand and support your anger since there are a couple phrases that irritate the bleep out of me. But then I was listening to Thursday's episode on Spotify, and at the 24-minute, 37-second mark of hour two, he said, that's right, I keep receipts. You were doing an ad for Preborn, and you used the word literally. Oh, no. Did I, Chris? You got to go find it. He said, so literally, less than a week after railing against using the word literally, you literally used the word. Since it was for such an amazing organization, I'm sure we'd all be willing to forgive you, but I do think some penance is in order. Perhaps if we hear from Frito Bandito, all will be forgiven. Regardless, you're doing amazing things. Keep on what you're doing. Semper Fi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
I've paid my penance. I will tell you, though, just a heads up, I'm not just going to take this guy's word for it. Chris is going to go back right now. He's going to dig into this podcast. Remember, they podcast every show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes when the show's done. Chris is going to go back and dig into the podcast and see if I really use that word. I don't think I believe him, Chris. I don't believe him. I'm standing up for him. I'm standing up for myself, I should say, against him, against tyranny. And for Preborn. Hey, let's do keep in mind, this is a God-blessed organization that is being our hands and feet out there. They've set up these pro-life clinics in the worst abortion areas you can imagine. And they take these young women, scared, confused, thinking it's a clump of cells, and they just offer them a free ultrasound. Just love and help and a free ultrasound. And when she hears it, the vast majority of the time, it's over. She's choosing life. Because then she went from a scared young woman with a clump of cells to get rid of to being a mom with a baby. And then Preborn doesn't just kick her out the door if she needs help. And many times these women do need help. Substance abuse, spousal abuse, diapers, formula, 2 years of care. Preborn is there being the hands and feet of pro-life. $28 buys that ultrasound. $140 buys five of them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in with Joe Biden, see how he was doing in his speech today.
We see you here again today. And companies like, and I hope I pronounce it right, Ame Power. Is it Ame? I believe that's right, yeah. Ame Power, Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner. You won.
Winner, won something. You know, I'm starting to sympathize because I have a confession to make.
So, you know, I've been recording the audiobook version of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. You bothered me to the point that I'm recording it. I was warned before I started recording it that it was miserable, and it is. It just totally sucks. It's something like 25 hours to do, and they stop you for every little mistake, and you have to restart the sentence. You know how annoying it is to be interrupted? That's what you do the whole time. You're talking and say, no, stop. We need to stop. No, we need to restart. It's the whole time. It's just horrible. But I'm recording it now. And something I didn't realize when I was working on it, some of the foreign names, because I talk, each chapter has history to it, and then it has how that connects to modern day, and then it has a solution. It's different things, you know, all the LGBTQ stuff and the BLM stuff and everything else. Chris is laughing. Up yours, Chris. We did a chapter on Antifa and BLM. This is one of the ones we recorded. What was that Sunday, Chris? Saturday? Whatever. Anyway. Saturday or this weekend, we came in and recorded a little bit more of it. And Antifa actually has ties clear back to Germany. And it's one thing to research these groups and type them. It just never occurred to me when I was writing them that I was one day going to have to pronounce them. So I have a confession to make. I'm sorry, but if you get the audio version of it, there are going to be some words missing. You won't recognize it. This is an example of something I had to do this Sunday. I just couldn't do it. It was the German version of Antifa. It was like Antifaschlachlach or whatever. You know how those Germans talk. And then, or Antifa, I had written down afterwards. That's how it translated into English. I tried the sentence like four times to say it in German, and I just couldn't get the words out. And I finally told the audio producer guy who's a good dude, but he has to hear me yell into the microphone every time I screw something up. I had to tell him, buddy, we're not doing these foreign words anymore. I'm just going to go with the English version. So sometimes in the book, when you hear a foreign word or a word that sounds like it's in English, but there must have been a foreign translation. If you're reading it, you will be able to see it, but I'm not saying it out loud, Chris. Who knows how many words I'm already going to mispronounce in there? Everyone knows I'm stupid and uneducated. I can't tackle foreign languages, too, unless it's Spanish.
Buenas tardes.
Jesse, I won't try to be cute and call you an oracle or any other name. I will get right to the point. I've had a ton of problems trying to find out which party local candidates in all my local races belong to. If I search the candidate's name, and add party affiliation, nothing comes up. The websites are all crap. They are all the same lies, so I have to vote with their party affiliation rather than policies. I might add I'm an anti-communist living in the left gay trans moral cesspool of Fort Lauderdale. Have you heard of anyone else having this issue? Brother, I've got this issue where I live. It's everywhere. This isn't just a blue area thing. In my local races, we have city council races coming up in 5 days. Man, it sucked, but I've had to go do not only my own research, I've had to go meet these people. You've got to go on the local Facebook pages and figure out, they're always doing little meet and greets. And because it's local, even in huge places, even in LA, if there was a city council race meetup, it wouldn't be that big. You got to go and have a Coke and a smile with them, and you got to talk to them and ask them. And I wish I had a better answer for you. But for instance, right now, and you can do this wherever you are, as long as you're not driving, go to the Texas Secretary of State website right now. I'm not going to give out the website address because I don't do research for the show and I don't know it. Just look up Texas Secretary of State, wherever are you. Now, understand that we have elections coming up May 6th. You tell me where to find all the information you need on there. And that's his job. And I'm not against the Texas Secretary of State. It's so confusing. Local elections are very, very confusing, and it can get frustrating. And so I'll just say this. I share your frustration. I share your confusion. But if I may ask you, please don't give up. Those are the races we have to win. Forget about 2024. We have to take back our communities first. We will not save America from Washington. There's no savior coming. Ain't Trump, DeSantis, no nothing. There ain't no savior coming from Washington, D.C. We will take back our local communities first, or we will fall. The good news is if we take back our local communities, we can then spread from there, spread from the hinterlands, and eventually, hopefully, Lord willing, take back our nation. We will not save the country from Washington, D.C. Your next congressman, your next senator, your next president, that's a bad savior complex the right has. We've really got to fight against that. Either you and I, either we put in the work locally or we're done. That's all there is to it. Now, we hate that because why? We have lives. We have families. Have jobs. I don't want to get off work and go to a freaking city council meetup. That sounds brutal. And frankly, it was. But I need my community to be fortified against communists. When I get off work, I want to go home. I want to eat whatever the wife cooked up. I want to wrestle with my sons. I want to go see my family. I don't want to go do politics when I take these headphones off and I'm done doing politics for the day. But we have to put in some effort, don't we? All right. All right. Now, we're going to get to some more emails and stuff, but I do want to address this IRS whistleblower thing for Hunter Biden. This thing is steaming ahead here, and we're going to talk a little bit about a bad indicator out there for the economy. And, oh, would you look at who's on the Jeffrey Epstein client meeting list? Ah, interesting stuff coming up in the final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's talk about your sleep. Sleep's wonderful. You know this because whenever you get a bad one, life just sucks. Whenever you get a bad night of sleep, for some reason, that's the day the pocket on your coat or your pants, it catches on the little doorknob and it yanks you backwards and you get mad. That's the day you stub your toe. That's the day you end up snapping at your husband or your wife. But when you get a great night's sleep, you wake up and you're just all sunshine and rainbows like me, Chris. That's why I have my pillow Giza Dream Sheets, the most soft, comfortable, breathable sheets ever. They're so durable, they come with a 10-year warranty. You can't get metal warrantied for 10 years. They warranty their sheets for 10 years. They're that good. And they're at their lowest price ever right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. You can get them as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.